Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is about what to do when you finish early. There are ways you can invest that extra time to yield dividends in the future. It's a good idea for everyone, and especially remote workers, to measure an honest day's work by what you've accomplished, not the amount of time you've sat at your desk. With that mindset, you'll sometimes finish your priorities for the day before you generally call it quits. What do you do then? Well, you've got lots of options. First, consider getting ahead. Start on and maybe complete your top priority for tomorrow. It feels great to be a day or more ahead of schedule on meeting your goals. This creates a buffer for those times when your day does not go as planned. Just like building in white space to your calendar, staying ahead allows you to do your best work without feeling pressed for time. If you're already a few days ahead, or if your work can't really be done in advance, you can use extra time for self-directed professional development. Read a trade publication or a book on a topic that pertains to your job. If you need ideas, try browsing the business section of your local library or bookstore. Ask colleagues for recommendations. Another option is to use extra time for a self-directed project. Perhaps an idea for a new product or service, or an improvement to operations that you think will benefit your organization. When you finish early, work on developing and testing your concept. That way, you can present a plan to your boss rather than just an idea. Because people are a good use of time, on days you finish your work early, you can invest in your professional relationships. Reach out to a friend from a former job to say hello, or share an article or podcast with a colleague who'd enjoy it. Of course, others may not have finished their work early, so picking up the phone, hoping for an hour-long chat, is probably not the best idea for 3 p.m. on a Tuesday. But a quick conversation can work. And if your colleague happens to be free for a virtual coffee break at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, well, that's great too. Building a career is a marathon, not a sprint, and sustainability is important. So, another option for those days when you've finished early is to simply call it a day. Go for a walk, read a novel, call your sister. Although workplaces vary, in many contexts, you don't have to stay glued to your desk until quitting time if you've already done what you need to do. This is not junior high. There are no bells telling you when you're allowed to leave. The next time you finish early, don't just scroll through email and rustle your papers. Make the most of the time, whether you get ahead, build your skills, pursue a pet project, nourish relationships, or just call it a day. Don't just pass the time. Make the most of it. What do you do when you finish early? You can let me know at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now